WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After an appellate court ruled the federal government must make foreign aid payments, the Supreme Court has paused that for now. ABC's Mary Bruce has details from outside of the court.
Overnight, Chief Justice John Roberts handing President Trump a win here at the court, at least temporarily, delaying a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Roberts is now asking for a response from the aid groups by noon tomorrow, after which time the court will decide what comes next.
The Trump administration's directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The 95-year-old was found along with his wife and their dog dead in their New Mexico home. The local sheriff did not announce a cause. The measles outbreak in West Texas is now deadly. A school-age girl is the nation's first measles death since 2015. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin state government is projected to finish the current fiscal year June 30th with a $4.3 billion surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the last state budget has a lot to do with that. Voss says 95% of tax reductions that were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers is the basic reason for the state's current massive surplus. The Natural Resources Board announced Wednesday it'll hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates have been set, but they'll be announced in the coming weeks. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented the last two times they were brought forward. And a Monroe County town official is accused of embezzlement. Town of Adrian treasurer Kelly Schlusner was booked into the county jail Tuesday on the suspicion of misconduct in office and theft. Schlusner is accused of embezzling $294,000 from the town over the past 3 years.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:04 on Thursday morning. Here is Hall & Oates, Private Eyes on Max FM.
Max FM.
Let's get down to it.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to take a quick look at your forecast here at 8:11 this morning. Today, we have a slight chance of rain. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Gusty north winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a low of 31. Gusty winds continue 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30. On Friday, we have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 50. We will see temperatures fall throughout the day tomorrow. Windy conditions will persist. Again, wind gusts 15 to 25 miles per hour. We could see gusts as high as 40 miles per hour tomorrow. On Friday night, mostly cloudy and cold with a low of 19. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 30. Sunday, sunny with a high of 37. Looking at the next week, we're going to see highs near 50 on Monday and Tuesday, cooling back down by the middle of the week. Emily, it's 36 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
It is, and it's going to be a windy couple of days, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about my hair.
Season. Oh, I'm sorry. You're worried about your hair.
Yeah, I'm worried about my hair getting messed up with all this wind.
Yeah, you know, there's the hair gel might come in handy today.
It might. Anyone that knows about the top of my head knows that I'll be fine today.
The rest of us, though, might get that whole just stepped out of a salon look with all the wind.
Right.
So we'll have to see.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a throwback to an 80s commercial right there. Uh-huh. Man. Selectives. Yeah. That was a good one. That keeps coming back through, though. People still know that one line. So those commercials were so good back then that those lines stay, you know, those just stepped out of a salon. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Where's the beef? I mean, those things did
Where's
not
the
disappear.
Beef?
That was one of my favorites. Oh, my God, that little old lady. Good Lord.
Yes.
And anywho,
well,
I don't know how to
segue back
this into the future of technology.
Yeah. Because in the 80s, we didn't have all this technology. I mean, I know that for a fact because I'm a kid of the 80s, right? And now we have things that are doing things for us all the time. And now there are rumors about this. And now it's actually official. Alexa is about to get a whole lot smarter.
Dun, 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 dun. There were rumors about this, and now it's official. She is going to get a whole lot smarter. There's an upgrade called Alexa Plus. So they're rolling out this version, like, pretty much right now to just a handful of users next month in March, which is just a few days, and then everyone else over the next few months. Apparently, Alexa Plus is going to actually be an assistant to you. So what can she do, according to this article, Dave?
So according to what they're telling us, she can then say things that make dinner reservations, order groceries, book an Uber, text people, buy stuff on Amazon, which makes me very nervous, and snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. She can also browse the internet and complete tasks. One example they gave was getting an appliance fix. She can find the right repair place, set up an appointment, add it to your calendar, all on her own, Emily.
Wow, that is insane. I mean, being busy people, the idea of having an assistant is not a terrible thing. Although, you know, I think some of us are still kind of getting closer to the idea of having a completely AI presence in our home doing things for us. I just feel like it's hard enough to streamline things like appointments, calendars, and things like that. And if you've got more than one person that you're scheduling for, like a family, you know, if you're trying to keep your kids' schedule straight and things like that, you know, maybe they can do it for, like, the entire family, or is it just an assistant for you? And what if everyone else? I mean, that could be really easily messed with. Like, what if you had your calendar all perfectly set up through Alexa, and then your, like, prankster 12-year-old or whatever came up
right.
and canceled all your appointments? Like, you lived by that calendar. I don't know. Like, I just feel like there needs to be some manual stuff still happening. But, you know, I also think it's cool. Like, I dig it. Like, I dig these kind of, like, cool developments in technology. I'm not someone who's going to, you know, put up my hands and say, like, no, thank you. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I just kind of usually have to go over all the ways it could fail.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, kids are going to be one step ahead of us when it comes to all this technology. Let's face it. And that's definitely a very valid concern as a parent. I mean, I get it. And, you know, now here's where she can be kind of helpful, though. She'll remember things like you could tell your family's coming over for dinner and she might say, don't forget your nephew is gluten-free. Or she could be proactive in other ways, too, by telling you to leave early because traffic is bad.
Amazon says it feels like less interacting with tech and more like engaging with an insightful friend.
Next thing we know, we're all going to have a Megan in the house. I don't know if everyone's seen that movie yet, but...
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we're just steps away from that.
So. Well, it's kind of interesting. We talk about the 80s, and then we'll get into the 90s real briefly. I'll mention that in the Dells, they had a place called Xanadu, and it was a foam house of the future.
Oh, yeah.
And they tore it down in the 90s. I remember being up there when I was a kid, and it had a computer in it. It was built all of foam, and it was supposed to be the house of the future. You're going to have an assistant. I mean, they were close with some of the things that could possibly happen, but a lot of the things were not still at that point in this world. But we're getting closer with these devices. Now, Emily, there's no cost if you're a Prime member, right?
Let's see. Yeah, Prime members get it for free, but everyone else have to pay $20 a month. So, but Amazon Prime only costs $15 a month.
Right.
Thank you for that note. Basically, it means everyone is about to get their own virtual assistant that can do a lot more than just turn the lights off. So, but they can only turn the lights off if you have a smart home. So let's keep that in mind. That is one thing I would like to have control over, you know, when you get all ready for bed or whatever, and you're all snuggled in and about to just fall off. And then you realize you didn't click that one light off and you're like, and you have to get up and start all over. Right. So I think that that would be helpful. Now I have a question. Do we think Alexa can see us? I don't think so. But can you imagine if you came down and Alexa was like, no, you need to go back upstairs and change that outfit. <It's just not laughs> like,
no,
Dave, your colic is sticking out.
Yeah, exactly. Or better yet, Dave, your shirt's inside out, you know.
Yeah,
it's not. I'm just checking it right now to make sure as we're talking it is not inside out so that way I don't walk out of the house with it inside out. So, no, it is not inside out, so... yes, it is.
I mean,
one of those that, you know, it's, they do have cameras in them, but yeah, I think that they're pretty refined as to what they can do with them. Now, you do mention turning off your lights in your house. We do have ours where everything's on a time thing where we can do it, or we can just tell it to do it. She doesn't always listen, so I'm not going to make any jokes about that one, but she doesn't always listen to whether it's to me or my wife. So we do have things that we have set up for some commands for her. We can control our thermostat with her as well. So I'm going to be intrigued by some of this technology. So I'm excited to see it a little bit, but on the same token, somewhat apprehensive because I just don't want her ordering stuff for us either. Right. Or worse yet, I order something for my wife and that pops up on the screen and then she knows what her Christmas or birthday present is.
Yeah, that's already a problem if you have, you know, if you share your Prime account with your family, you know, around the holidays, I always have to be like, don't look at the order, you know, and it's just kind of ruins the idea of like having a fun gift that's going to surprise someone, right? So
right.
Take that even further. But if she's as smart as they say she is, then she maybe can figure that out. You know, please hide blah, 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 order for blah, blah, blah. Or I don't know. I mean,
right.
I mean, like I said, where is the line here? Like, it's just endless. If she can be as smart as a human and figure out, you know, some of the parameters in which she should be sharing information with whom. I don't know. I mean, that's just crazy to think about. But if she starts talking about people's outfits and hair, I wanna hear about that. So
right,
I'm a Prime member, so I'll get it. And so I will try to see what it's like and tell everybody when I figure out if I'm gonna keep it or not.
Right, and I'll be curious too.
From it? Like, can you be like, no, thank you, Alexa Plus?
Unsubscribe.
Like, she'll be like, nope, negative. You cannot get rid of me ever.
Yeah, I'm here. Somebody's watching you. Oh. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. I've got one. I know we have one down in the lobby of the Great Day building as well. I do walk by and occasionally mess with it as well, as you very much know.
Good. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, I remember I taught you something
so
one night.
Alexa's going to be playing pranks from Dave Grant through Alexa to everyone else in the building. That's good to know.
Yeah. I've taught her a few things. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the one to have those.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah. I mess with those. Corey Hartman can attest to it. He took his out of his office, if that tells you how it ended.
The truth comes out on air, live on the morning show. Dave is messing with the playlist everywhere all the time.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll keep everyone up to date with that as we see how this all transpires. So that was the late breaking news this morning. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
All right. We'll bring it back around, do some calendar days. See you then.
See you then. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at TheVioletSage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Bourbon State Bank, banking better together. Here's Madonna. Open your heart and Max FM. Season more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Join Hope House of South Central Wisconsin for their first dodgeball tournament on Saturday, April 26th. This will be held at the Sauk Prairie Middle School for a fun, family-friendly dodgeball fundraiser. All proceeds go to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Teams of eight will compete. Players must be age 15 or older in the tournament. Registration is $200 per team with at least two games guaranteed. Food will be provided, so bring your family or cheer squad along and everyone can join in the fun. Join myself and Wendy as we will be there for this event and will be live during the morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. as well. To register or for more questions, you can call Hope House and ask for Jamie Or if you want to register, go to hopehousecw.org and click the events tab and click Major Impact. This will be a great event and a great opportunity to help support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, walk-in care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I haven't relied on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Football players in Miami and Minneapolis continuing to live the good life. I'm Bill Scott with sports. NFL Players Association released its annual survey on Wednesday. The Dolphins and Vikings finished first and second in the league for a second straight season. Report cards grade organizations on several factors, including practice facilities, food and dining, and training staff. Packers ranked number 7, down from 3rd last year. NFL Network reported the Packers have been shopping Jair Alexander. It's expected they'll try to move him to an AFC team, not in competition with the Packers in the NFC playoff picture. College basketball, Michigan State got a half-court buzzer beater from Trey Holloman to beat Maryland 58-55. Spartans will host the Badgers on Sunday. The Badger women throttled by UCLA 91-61 in Wisconsin's home finale at the Kohl Center. Brewers losing a pair of split squad games yesterday, falling 9-3 to the Dodgers and 7-1 to the Diamondbacks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
City weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight 28, tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:36 on Thursday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We hope everyone's having a great Thursday so far. Sun is still peeking out. It's going to warm up for a little bit tomorrow. Cool down for the weekend, but guess what? We're looking at temps near 50 by Monday again. Here is Foreigner, Urgent on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:41 on Thursday, February 27th. Emily, you and I are going to take a look at calendar days.
All right, Dave. And by the way, I know sometimes you specifically pick songs out there that you want to play. Is there an emergency that's urgent, or was that just because it's Foreigner?
It's just because it's Foreigner. There's nothing urgent going on, as far as I know.
Just wanted to make sure. Hopefully that's not foreshadowing anything coming on here. Just Foreigner. That's good enough.
Let's hope so. You know, it was an interesting week to start the week, so you never know.
So we're gonna schmoove on through this Thursday. This is like we talk about the specifics of every day of the week on this show, and I'm kind of leaning into my favorite day of the week being Thursday. I really like Thursdays, really do. Anywho, today is Thursday, February 27th, and today's National Protein Day, everybody. We focus on the health benefits of one of the body's most basic building blocks. Now, there's lots of different ways to get your protein. You don't have to be a carnivore / meat eater to get your protein. You can get protein from lots of other ways, like legumes, like beans, like mixing different kinds of iron heavy foods with some other, and you can get that feeling from those, or you can get that benefit from mixing certain alternative choices. But if you are a meat eater, obviously, I mean, they're showing on the picture here some chicken on a grill. I mean, it looks amazing, right? Chicken, ribs, steak, burgers, all the things. So enjoy your meat today, folks, because it is National Protein Day.
Yes, it is. It's also Punchki Day, and it doesn't look like it's spelled. I'm just going to say that. And it kind of ties in with Fat Thursday. So it's the ultimate cheat day. Join us as we bring good luck and cheer through these wonderful, tasty donuts.
Yes, definitely. That is yeah, and that leads right into the Fat Thursday that you were just talking about. There is a lot of things happening here in terms of pastries, and what they look like green is really, really good. So I would definitely keep that in mind if you're wanting to get your sweet snack on today. Also, another food one, it's an old day today when chili.
Yeah, it's National Chili Day.
So that it doesn't really ever need to be just one thing. Yeah, like it can be made of so many different kinds of ingredients and still be chili.
Yeah, it's so good. There's different options. And yeah, we did our show opener. We had to have the National Chili Day in there, you know. But don't have your chili before you celebrate the Big Breakfast Day, you know.
I mean, if you're going to celebrate the Big Breakfast Day, you might as well celebrate National Kahlua Day. Fancy joining us for a decadent cup of rich and smooth Kahlua. If you don't know what that is a coffee-flavored liqueur. So it's kind of a fancy, made in Mexico. It's absolutely beautiful bottling and a really nice-looking, pretty flavor and pretty liquid in your glass. So probably not having it in the morning here, but some people like Kahlua in their coffee sometimes if they're on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. You never know when you're going to have it, but yes, we are not having it. I'm drinking
strawberries.
Yeah. And see, I'm having my vitamin water this morning, so.
Look at you.
Yes. But no Kahlua, not doing that today, so, you know.
Not in vitamin water. Don't
no.
do that.
But it is retro day today as well, so you can revisit the past, and you know the picture they show there? That definitely looks like a retro picture, so. That looks like a lot of fun,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. That's a 20s picture from the 1920s, I believe, not the 2020s. So pretty wild that the wild and swinging 20s were 100 years ago now. Pretty crazy.
Yes, it is. It's also, this is one that's one that I want to make sure we don't forget about. It's Special Operation Forces Day. So we want to definitely take a moment and thank all of those that are involved in that. It is also Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. So that is a neat one. We talk about STEM and everything like that as well.
Absolutely. We talked a little bit about Engineering Day the other day, about women in the field of engineering and how girls should be encouraged to check out engineering along with all the STEM, because it's for everybody, you know? It just
it is.
What also is for everybody on the app absolute opposite end of that stick is no-brainer day. Take this day to relax your mind and stop yourself from overthinking problems. I really like that. Just take it easy. You know, things are going to work out. If you're stressed about something and it's kind of looping in your brain, just take a break, go outside, you know, do something that makes your brain kind of distract from some of that focus, because it's nice to give your brain a break.
Yes, it is. And then this one is interesting. It's Anosmia Awareness Day, and this is about losing the sense of smell. And I can relate to this, not as a long-term thing, but a short-term thing. Last month, I did unfortunately lose my sense of smell due to having something happen and, you know, got sick for a little while there. And when you lose your sense of smell, it's definitely something different. I lost my sense of taste as well. So I can definitely feel for someone that is in that situation, because it's definitely, that disease is similar to an Alzheimer's disease. And so that is something that's definitely out there. And we definitely think about those people as well. So I did not know about that.
Yeah, because the olfactory sense is the one that actually triggers the most, the strongest memory and reaction in terms of, like, if you have a smell, it'll bring you right back to like 30 years before, right? Mm-hmm. So as far as your senses, it's the one that's connected the most with your memory and kind of some, you know, pathways that kind of kick your brain into gear, if you will, in terms of memory and in terms of like an experience. A smell can bring you back to almost like you're there. So,
right.
So that's, yeah, I had a similar experience, Dave. It was a short-term thing, but my sense of smell never came back 100%. It was definitely affected for good. So it's something you don't realize how much you appreciate until it's gone, right? So our senses are very important and get us through the day. So for people that don't have access to all of them, keep them in your mind always, because we are lucky to be able to have what we have, right?
We definitely are very much appreciative of that as well. So, and you know, we do take a moment and we celebrate the seriousness on calendar days as well. And the last one that I had, National Toast Day. So, and I didn't have toast, I had turnover. So apparently I'm not celebrating that today, but it's National Toast Day as well. That goes right along with Big Breakfast Day. You know,
so. Toast is for everyone. I love toast. Toast is great. The picture that they've got here, pieces of toast with little hearts cut out in the middle. So cute. You could have your toast while you're learning on your computer, because it is Digital Learning Day. Get your minds and devices ready as we celebrate the adoption of technology for learning. And boy, having had some at home school time over the pandemic with young kids, we sure learned how to adapt real fast to digital learning. So, and now when kids went back to school, obviously, but it's a little bit of a mix of everything now. I think everybody learned a lot from it and is able to incorporate that into, you know, school days. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool what you can do. It just opens up education in a different way.
It most definitely does, and we're very thankful for the technology as well. Emily, we're thankful that you were able to join us today as well. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 for our pre-weekend shenanigans.
Fantastic, and don't forget about your polar bears today. It's International Polar Bear Day. Love. Anyways, they're cute from afar. Everybody have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow as well. And yes, don't get too close to those polar bears today either. So thank you so much for being here today, Emily. We always appreciate that. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, scrumptious dumplings served with their original mouth-watering sauce, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Watch their Facebook page for entertainment, including specialty classes, great local music from talented musicians, and the area's most challenging and fun trivia nights.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum hits.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's already passed by Bob Dylan.
about you, know it feels good to be alive. I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now. There is no other place I wanna be. Right here, right now. Watching the world. Stand above me, look my way.